It's the Rhyolite sound coming at us live on WKTY this morning. However, recorded in my former hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada, where Rob Misch is joining us on the 5-Star Telecom talking text line. Hey, Rob, there's a band in Vegas. My buddy's in it, Eric Alesi. It's called the Rhyolite Sound, and this is one of their tracks you're hearing right now. I'd recommend you put them on your Pandora station list, buddy.
Man, that was awesome. I don't know if we talked about this, but by any chance, did you guys see Ken Burns' massive special on country music. Western music?
Yeah, you betcha. I just finished it about 2 weeks ago. I watched it on In Demand because I couldn't stay up to see it as it aired live. What an amazing trove that was.
Yeah, I was so impressed. I have since asked a few friends about it. In fact, I went to the Golden Knights game last Thursday night with a pretty big-time gambler. He's got his own chapter in the upcoming book. In fact, he's the only person in the book with an alias because he took me so deep on his operations. However, I asked him about that special, and, man, people are so freaking critical these days. It's like that is just your knee gut reaction is to be negative about something.
Why, what did he say about it?
He was ticked about a couple things, including that Glenn Campbell was not in that 9-part extravaganza. And I just thought, well, when you're attacking something that deep and going so deep into a subject, you're going to miss something. You're going to make someone unhappy. I thought for what they did and what it was worth and the great stories were just, I thought it was off the charts. I was really surprised and really happy with it.
Listen, I tell you what, Ken Burns has been one of my favorite documentary directors for some time, since he did The Civil War. That's what really got me hooked.
Yeah.
But they did do a small piece on Glenn Campbell. He must have missed that because it wasn't a large piece, but it was a small piece. Listen, Glenn Campbell, amazing guitar player. They hit it. But I thought, like you, Rob, the totality of what that country music documentary was trying to do was tell the story of country music in relation to America, not necessarily highlight specific artists, even though they did spend a majority of time in the, at least the latter episodes, talking about Johnny Cash. But that's because Johnny Cash, for many Americans, was country music for the better part of a century. So anyways, I'm with you. I thought it was
a legend. And I tell you what, that series has made me such a Waylon Jennings fan.
Well,
my God.
Listen, if you like Waylon, because I'm a huge Waylon fan, you have got to check out this group from Vegas. I'm telling you, they're playing a lot of places locally. The Rhyolite Sound. It's amazing stuff. So we figured that'd be a heck of a way to bring you in here, Rob, back to the program. Our listeners just love having you on here from Las Vegas. And you mentioned that book of yours. That is coming out. And what are we, a week away from hitting store shelves? Sports betting for winners, tips and tales from the new world of sports betting. When does that thing actually hit store shelves?
It'll be released Tuesday, and I was just thinking about it this morning. It's kind of hard to believe it's finally out. I mean, after 14 months, it's finally going to be out. It's kind of almost anticlimactic, but I'm looking forward to it. Got a whole lot of stuff planned, but I got to ask you guys something. I don't know who I'm more impressed with, Aaron Rodgers and his perfecto on Sunday, or those doggone lacrosse Eagles.
Yes.
How about Lewandowski throwing for 591? And hey, Mr. Sorensen, if you're listening, kid, you're averaging almost 32 yards a catch. Those guys are dynamic. Hey. Who's next? Oshkosh, gosh. Yep. Goodbye.
They're done. I love that, Rob, and they're done. And you're right, Cam Sorensen. These kids are all sophomores, Rob. They're good. And in day three, you don't leave early. We get them for two more years, man. I mean, these kids are awesome at UWL.
It's beautiful. Maddie, all I can say is next time you're cruising around the equipment room, if there happens to be a white long-sleeve XXL lurking about with the Eagles logo, zip that thing out here because I got to rep the Eagles out here.
Dude, you got it.
Listen,
man.
Right now, we had Dave Johnson on, who is the sports information director from UWL, about 30 minutes ago. He listens every single day. Right now, this order, I can guarantee you, Rob, is being fulfilled. Like, right this moment. As we speak. Hey, this is the power of WKTY. So I've mentioned this to you before. When you see your Wisconsin book sale numbers like go through the roof, you're going to know why. And that's because you've been giving us such great stuff here every week. And, you know, let's jump into it, Rob. A lot of great college matchups this weekend. Not as many amazing NFL matchups. And I know you're not necessarily as big of an NFL guy anyways, but there is a lot of great college matchups. Starting with tonight, number 16 SMU is taking on Houston, the Cougars. This game's going to be 6:30 on ESPN. Now, SMU, ever since they received the death penalty way back in the day, Rob, they have been unable to crack the top 25 in football, all right? They had made it back with Larry Brown as a basketball team a few years ago, but football, this is the first time in, what, 20-plus years they have been a top 25 team. Does that matter to you at all? Does this game, SMU-Houston, does it have anything in it that would say, I like this, I'm going to put some money down on this thing?
Yeah, on a personal note, Dave, and man, we can go back about 30 years to that death penalty, boy. And if you're of a certain age, you recall that like yesterday. That was stunning and swift, and you know what? It was deserved with everything that's come out. I like that SMU is back on track. I like that June Jones kind of gave them new life a few years ago, and I really like this team. I've made a couple bucks on them this year. They are 6-1, covering the number by more than double digits. I mean, they are just impressive. Their games, all seven of them, have gone over by almost 10 points. I'm going to be putting a couple little bucks on them on a parlay tonight that I never do. I'm not screwing around with teasers or super duper circus mega teasers. I am taking SMU to cover the, it's about 13.5, 14 points. I'm going to parlay them to their over and just have fun watching it.
I like that.
Rob, I got, obviously, the next segment, I'll have three games for you, and I got another lock this week. I have all that, but I want to ask you, do you ever pay attention to these smaller colleges? I'm sure you do, but what I've been seeing is that Appalachian State is like a sure bet this weekend as well. They're playing South Alabama. They're giving up 24.5. It's saying go heavy on Appalachian State. You get into that?
Maddie, when you and I finally hook up, we're going to have so much fun because we see eye to eye on so many things. That's probably the first game I wanted to talk about. I love App State. I think they are going to cover that one. That's a lot of points, though.
Yeah.
They're giving up about 24 points. South Alabama has, I got to watch my language because we're on family radio. They have a horrible offense. They're prone to turning it over. App State takes care of the ball very well. Five of their six games they've covered by more than a touchdown. That's kind of an under-the-radar deal there. It's on ESPNU tomorrow, noon your time. 11 o'clock your time. And so we're talking about Saturday, not tomorrow. But App State is one of those teams. I love under-the-radar teams. Matt, in the book, I have a couple pro gamblers who really go deep into the under-the-radar stuff. I'm talking about Belmont basketball and Ivy League football and even some more off-the-wall stuff. And if you can really do your homework on those teams, there is some money to be made. And tomorrow night is another example. Keep an eye on USC at Colorado. It's on ESPN2. Even if you don't bet it, watch it with some interest, because what I'm hearing out of Colorado is that those players have quit on the coach.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of stunning, because they had some big early season victories, but apparently everything has just gone south fast.
What is that number? Oh, I'm sorry. What is that number, though, on USC, Rob?
I'm looking at Colorado getting about 13 points at home. USC is they're prone to a lot of penalties at about 74 penalty yards a game. It's the 11th worst in the nation. But their quarterback issues have sort of been settled, and they've kind of rallied on the road. It's a skittish team. I don't know what to expect in this game. I am likely not going to bet it, but I'm going to watch it with some interest to see just exactly how enthusiastic Colorado is.
Yeah, we're talking to Rob Misch, our good buddy from Las Vegas. We're talking some college football numbers this weekend. So I want to go back just briefly here to the Appalachian State-South Alabama game. You know, looking at the number, the minus 26.5, it scares me to death. I hate numbers that big. But, Rob, the play for me would seem to indicate taking the over in this matchup. The number right now is set at 52. And if you look at what Appalachian State has been doing on offense this year, they're basically covering that number by themselves. If you were going to make a play, would you take the number? Would you take a money line bet? Or would you try to go with the over-under?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because App State is such an efficient offensive machine. Most people this might go over people's heads, and 0.616 points per play. That might not seem like a a significant number, but it's enabled me. I now don't look at yards. I used to do a thing where I'd extrapolate the yards for and against with each team and play them against each other, but it was just a waste of time. I can now look at points per play. That tells me a lot. App State is a dynamo. Here's the interesting thing about that that issue or that game is that the point spread has gone up 24.5 to 26, but the total has gone down 54 to 53. So I do believe, like you, App State's going to score an abundance of these points, and that might be the safe way, and not to screw with the total or the teasers or bring it down 6 or 9 points. If you were just to make one single play on the over, I think that might be beneficial to having fun watching it.
Hey, Rob, I want to ask you, I know we're going to talk way more college football in the next segment, so I do want to just touch on the NFL here. Is there any one game that you'd pick out of this? And follow up to that one, is this spread to tonight 16.5? That's way too big to take, right?
Yeah, tonight's game isn't on my radar. The only game of the weekend that really is Patriots minus 10.5. To go back to our little away teams against the spread, we've been charting this the last few weeks.
Yeah.
The past 5 weeks, away teams against the spread are 46-26-2.
That's
pretty decent. There's some really good chances and opportunities in there to make some money. Now, when you play with 6 points in your favor, that's 12-2 last week. That's 60-14 over the past 5 weeks. That's 81%. Now, I'm going against the grain there and talking about the Patriots, but when you take New England minus 10.5, pair that down to New England minus 4.5, I really like that, and I'll be doing that in association with some other games.
Yeah,
I got to tell you guys real quick. I was at the Circa downtown on Monday. I'm doing something on their three odds makers for the future. And what they have going on there, we've talked about it before, but if anybody's visiting Vegas, you got to go downtown to Derek Stevens' Circa.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the sports book casino operation.
Right, that's inside the D Casino.
Yes, that's at the D and at the Golden Gate. Okay. Across the street from the Golden Gate, they've torn down one Fremont, and they're building a 44-story Circa. It's going to be the toast of downtown.
I did not
but
know
what
that.
They do is they offer some great props, and you can parlay their futures. So if you want the Dolphins to go 0-16, that, yes, is plus 420. If you think the Patriots will go 16-0, that, yes, is plus 695.
Wow.
Now, you can parlay those two gems together. You can put $10 on that little parlay, and it'll pay you $403.
Okay, Rob, I'm going to send you an envelope. Your address will be given to me off air, and you make that play for me. Boys, let's take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll talk some more college football. Rob's also got some interesting stuff here on the NHL, Matt. And that, Rob, is interesting for us because recently – a number of our listeners, after your segments, have begun to send us NHL picks. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Stick around. It's Mornings with Dave Schrady and Rob Misch live from Las Vegas, coming back in just about 3 minutes here on WKTY.